This podcast is brought to you by Renewal by Anderson of Central Pennsylvania. Buy any window, patio door, entry door, and get the next one for 40% off. Plus, no money down, no payments, and no interest for 12 whole months. Ooh. Head on over to renewalbyanderson.com to learn more about this deal now. The Pennsylvania Libertarian Party is seeing a spike in interest ahead of elections. Meanwhile, the Steelers are still in a battle over scoreboard improvements that cost millions of dollars. One of Philadelphia's biggest employers wants workers back in the office. Finally, this guy proved the sky isn't the limit. I'm Claudia DeMiro, and you're listening to Today in PA. The Libertarian Party of Pennsylvania fielded 23 legislative candidates this year, reports the Morning Call. This is the largest number of candidates the party has had on the ballot in nearly 30 years, in a trend that seems to be continuing. 176 Libertarians were elected to office throughout Pennsylvania last year for roles such as school board members and mayors, which was more than the elected total in all other 49 states combined. And while many Libertarian candidates still struggle against more well-known candidates in the Democratic and Republican parties, this surge in interest stems from what one candidate calls people being, quote, sick and tired of the two-party system. Adds the Libertarian Party of Pennsylvania's chair, Robert Cowburn, quote, the world is going to hell in a handbag, and the approval ratings for both of the major parties are nowhere where they would like them to be. The Steelers continue to be embroiled in, quote, an acrimonious battle over improvements made to the main scoreboard at Acrisure Stadium, reports the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette. Basically, the franchise is currently butting heads with the Sports and Exhibition Authority over, quote, who will pay what, unquote, for the $3 million spent in improving the scoreboard back in 2018. The Steelers have the opportunity to get reimbursed for the repairs under the stadium's lease with the SEA. However, SEA officials maintain only part of the changes qualify as such repairs and have only agreed to pay the team $1.8 million for the work. How and when this acrimonious battle will end remains to be seen. One of Philadelphia's largest employers wants workers back in the office, states Philly Voice. Comcast, which employs about 17,000 people across the Philly region, will require for workers to come back into work for at least 3 days a week starting September 12th. This marks the first time in over 2 years that many employees will be working in person, and although there's no vaccine mandate at the company, everyone is still encouraged to stay home should they be feeling under the weather, says Comcast Cable CEO Dave Watson via memo, quote, innovation thrives when teammates are together to spontaneously consider and debate ideas. A man from Bucks County just proved that the sky isn't the limit, says Penn Live. Skydive Philadelphia instructor Chris Howard woke up last Wednesday morning and headed over to Penridge Airport in Perkasie on a mission to set a new state record in skydiving. Howard intended to see how many times he could skydive in the span of 24 hours, a feat which was special in more ways than one. Not only was he attempting this on his 40th birthday, but in the name of charity. Howard's efforts became an organized event used to raise money for Bucks for Kids, a local nonprofit dedicated to helping foster children in the area. Pennsylvania's record has stood at 40 skydives in 24 hours since 1986. Howard managed to break that record by Wednesday evening with a total of 101. That wraps up today's episode. For even more news, visit PennLive.com. Also, please don't forget to leave this podcast a rating and to share it around with someone you think would enjoy it too. Thanks ahead of time, and as always, thanks for listening. I'm Claudia DeMiro, and I'll be back again tomorrow for another round of Today in PA.
This podcast is brought to you by Renewal by Anderson of Central Pennsylvania. Buy any window, patio door, entry door, and get the next one for 40% off. Plus, no money down, no payments, and no interest for 12 whole months. Ooh. Head on over to renewalbyanderson.com to learn more about this deal now.